on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome to Real News on this Thursday, August 24th, 2017. I'm David Knight, your host, and I'm going to go straight to the news because we have some interesting news from Newsweek. They have a headline article, Trump will pardon Joe Arpaio because of Alex Jones's InfoWars and Matt Drudge. We've been talking about that, and they don't think that's a good thing. We think it's a good thing, and we think it's a good thing that we have influence with this, but we're going to tell you what's behind that as we get into the program. Also, the White House today has issued guidance on transgender military ban, reports the Wall Street Journal. They say the military is going to stop admitting transgender people, and for current transgender troops, the Pentagon should consider a service member's ability to deploy when determining whether to expel them. The memo also instructs the Pentagon to stop paying for transgender troops' medical treatment regimes. So we're going to stop paying for the sex change operations. It's Private Benjamin, you're going to have to go somewhere else to get this done. Some U.S. diplomats in Cuba have been diagnosed with serious health conditions, show medical records. They say those who are serving in Havana, many of them, have been diagnosed with conditions as serious as mild traumatic brain injury, with likely damage to the central nervous system. They're saying, we don't know how this happened. Well, maybe they could contact DARPA and the NSA, Michael Aquino. Remember, we've had situations where they've talked about using ELF or other means to harm people, to try to affect their thoughts, to scatter their brains and so forth. That's been weaponized research that's been done by DARPA and others in our own government for quite some time. And this is the first time, I guess, it's been used against Americans in such a large amount. Remember the Navy Yard shooting where the guy carved on the stock of his gun, this is my ELF gun. He believed that he was being treated like this. And, of course, everybody said, tinfoil hat. Well, no, it's not tinfoil hat, quite frankly. They have spent hundreds of millions of dollars just in the last couple of years of budgets to do mind control research for DARPA, for the Pentagon. They have the Brain Project. They're very much into controlling the mind, and they're not using clumsy techniques like LSD, like the CIA used to do a long time ago. They said the diplomats complained about symptoms that were ranging from hearing loss and nausea to headaches and balance disorders after the State Department said the incidents began affecting them beginning in late 2016. A source familiar with these incidents say the officials are investigating whether the diplomats were targets of a type of sonic attack directed at their homes, which were provided by the Cuban government. Meanwhile, in politics, we have Judge Roy Moore, who is involved in a runoff election with Luther Strange in Alabama to replace Jeff Sessions. And Judge Moore won handily in the primary, but now there's going to be a runoff. There was a tweet back and forth where he said that he supported President Trump's efforts to eliminate the 60-vote filibuster threshold in the U.S. Senate. Luther Strange just came back and said, no, I don't support that. Luther Strange has serious ethical issues beyond the fact that he's part of the Republican establishment. He was appointed by the governor to take the place of Jeff Sessions when he went to the White House, went to the administration, become attorney general. And now as part of this special election, we have a choice between somebody who stands with Trump and somebody who is going to be a thorn in his side with the GOP establishment. Very interesting as that is developing. Also, Reuters has now made two unbelievable screw-ups on the Robert Lee ESPN story. Remember, we talked about that yesterday. ESPN went over the top with political correctness, bowing to this, saying that they're going to remove a commentator named Robert Lee, who is, by the way, Asian, because they didn't want to offend people at the University of Virginia. So Reuters comes out and says, this is what they tweeted, actually. This is the fake news, the PC insanity. They said, Confederate General Lee, namesake. So these Asians, there are so many Asians who are named Lee, that he was his namesake. And then they did another one. They doubled down. They said, Confederate General Lee, doppelganger. I don't think so. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with some real news. Not that news. We'll be right back.
Money. We We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented. And it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science and these are other, what you sell, they, BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed?
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to the real news on Thursday, 8/24/17. I'm David Knight, and as we were saying in the introduction, we have a headline story about InfoWars on Newsweek. They say Trump will pardon Joe Arpaio because of Alex Jones's InfoWars and Matt Drudge. They said, as President Donald Trump reportedly was preparing to issue his first pardon to convicted Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, the notoriously anti-immigrant Arizona sheriff was crediting a bucket line of right-wing bloggers and broadcasters for getting his story to Trump's attention. The 85-year-old son of Italian immigrants appeared on an Alex Jones InfoWars broadcast via Skype on Tuesday and thanked Jones and other right-wing media members for getting his story to the president. He said, I want to thank you, Alex, and your staff, Jerry Corsi, Roger Stone, for bringing this story out and reaching the president. I supported him from what, 2 years ago, he said, at the same forum that he did yesterday. And I'm with him, and I'm with him to the end, said Arpaio. And Jones said, as I said in the article, it's Dr. Corsi's writing the article, it's Matt Drudge picking it up, and the president saw it in Drudge's Twitter feed and then said, is this true? I haven't heard this on Fox. And he called Fox News host Sean Hannity up and said, why aren't you covering this? Good question, because on the day that this happened, the day that the indictment came down from the judge, I covered it on the nightly news. It was a Monday. Going back, let's see, what was the date on that? June 27th, 2017. As soon as it came out, and of course we did more detailed articles on this, we've been on this quite a bit. All of us have been covering this here at InfoWars. But on that particular day, I thought it was ironic that we had just had the Justice Department say that they were partnering with sheriffs to do exactly the same thing that Sheriff Joe was doing. And we'd had President Obama and the judge say, we don't care what the immigration laws are. Border Patrol, stand down. And Sheriff Joe, you stand down too. And of course, in your jurisdiction, a sheriff has a lot of autonomy from the federal government. They are the supreme law enforcement in a particular jurisdiction. At least that's the way it was under our Constitution, not under the government that we have now. They don't recognize that. But that's the way that it should be, the way that it is legally. And so to have on the same day they're announcing a partnership with Sheriff Joe and then announced that he is being possibly going to be sent to jail for 6 months because of criminal contempt by a judge and that judge denied him a jury trial. He tried to contact the Justice Department and he couldn't even get anybody there to help him get a jury trial. So I'm going to play just a little bit of this excerpt back from June 27, 2017.
I want to talk about what's going on with Sheriff Joe. Because this is also something that really needs to get some publicity. We really need to contact Trump and the Department of Justice. Yesterday, we had a criminal trial that opened against former Sheriff Joe Arpaio to build his highly touted deportation force, they point out. Trump is now reviving a longstanding program that deputizes local officers to enforce federal immigration law. That was what Sheriff Joe was doing. And now we've got an activist judge who is trying to send him to jail for criminal contempt of this judge's order not to enforce immigration law. Arpaio's lawyer said the former sheriff is charged with a crime for cooperating with U.S. immigration officials. Say, under the Obama administration, it was a crime to cooperate with immigration officials. It was a crime to patrol the border. That's why the Border Patrol was so strong and outspoken in its support of Donald Trump. But what happened is we had Sheriff Joe's officers, they say, targeted immigrants who used fraudulent IDs to get jobs. Why would we want a sheriff to do that? I mean, we don't want to, if somebody comes into this country and violates the law, foreign citizen comes here and criminally trespasses and thumbs their nose at the law, we shouldn't investigate that. If they use fraudulent IDs to get jobs, we shouldn't investigate that either. And if we have a sheriff...
All right, so we're going to stop that there. If you want to see that, you can find that on Alex Jones's Real Alex Jones YouTube channel. That's Feds Continue to Purge and Destroy Those Who Oppose the Globalist Agenda. Maybe that's why it wasn't noticed there. But let's get back to the news here, because I want to talk about what's happening with the fascists, with political correctness. And I was absolutely amazed to see Penn Jillette. And when Penn Jillette starts kowtowing to political correctness and apologizing for his sarcasm. I mean, he's known for that. That's his, that's the core part of his act. When he starts apologizing, I think we're losing it. I want to play a couple of clips from John Cleese as well as John Carlin, what they have to say about political correctness, not only destroying comedy, but also being a kind of fascism, pretending to be manners. That's what George Carlin pointed out in 2004. If only he could be around today to see the insanity that we've got going on right now. And take a look at this story here. The violent leftist group plans to shut down a Berkeley march against Marxism. So now these are the people who are anti-Marxism. And the people in Berkeley who are anti-fascism are going to march against the anti-Marxism people. So maybe, if we're going to call these other people anti-fa, maybe we could call these anti-Marxist anti-ma. So we could have anti-ma versus anti-fa. The only thing is, as I explained the very first day of this radio show, they want to tell you that these people are extreme opposites of each other. They are not. Ma and fa are in the same family. They're authoritarians. And we need to understand what's really going on here. These people have exactly the same tactics. You would not be able to tell the difference if you live under a country that is governed by fascism or one that is governed by Marxism. The only difference is the lies that they tell you to get control of your lives. That's the only difference between the two. And we have to understand that these people who are fighting each other are really just trying to start a civil war. They're trying to take away our freedom of speech. And a key part of that tool is political correctness. Also, the United Nations has issued a rare early warning. They say it looks like there's civil conflict coming to America. We may have to do something in the UN. Well, there's a statue that I think we really should take down. There's one statue I really want to get rid of, and you'll find it at the United Nations. When I visited there, the time I visited the United Nations was as a representative for a gun group. We were doing videos because at the time it looked like they were going to try to stop the importation and exportation of guns crossing state lines. That was simply going to be something that they were going to use to enact gun control here in America. It wasn't really going to stop the trafficking of firearms. And so we went there and I saw that statue. If you want to take down a statue, take down that statue. That has no place in America, not even in New York. But they're preaching about alarming racist trends. Now, it's really just insanity, because when we see the terms racism being used now, it's not being talked about real racism for the most part. And it's something that is really, I think, one of the saddest developments here, because there is real racism. But if you use it like the F word against anybody that you don't like, you call them a racist, you call them, I guess now, a fascist, a white supremacist, you say that they are xenophobic and they are misogynist and they are, the whole list that they run down at these rallies. If you just throw these things out as a litany against anybody, it's become nothing but a cuss word for the left.
And there are real racists out there. And there is real racism. It's not going to ever go away, folks. It's just like alcoholism. It's not ever going to go away. It only got worse under drug prohibition, under alcohol prohibition, and drug addiction is not going to go away either. It only gets worse, and we create ancillary effects when we have a drug war. So you're not going to get rid of these negative human consequences. And you're also not going to find anybody that is absolutely perfect. So when the Washington Post editorial here by Dana Milbank says, today it's Stonewall Jackson, tomorrow it's going to be Michael Jackson, then Reggie Jackson, then Jackson Hole. That's the insanity that we're looking at when we talk about the Robert Lee commentator. Are we going to get rid of Bruce Lee, Tommy Lee, Spike Lee, Harper Lee, Bobby Lee, Lee Jeans, Lee Majors? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight, and it is one thing after the other, and we're going to have some news things coming up after I tell you about our specials, because that's what funds our operations. That's what allows us to have new programs like this one that begins at 8 a.m. Central Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. From Eastern's time zone, it's 9 to 12. And so following us is the Real Alex Jones program that now goes for 4 hours, and beginning in about a week or so, we're going to have another 3-hour program after that. So what allows us to expand this operation, hire the crew, to build the studios? It's your support, and we thank you for that. This is something that you have put together, and we are pleased to be your voice for liberty. We always stand for liberty. We stand with a government when it deserves it. Let me tell you about BuzzFeed special that we have here. This was something BuzzFeed tried to ridicule and mock us, and then it turned out that, yeah, when they tested the products, they were great stuff. So Alex has done a mega special that has been running through August. We've sold out of some of our most popular products, but still many of these are available. Silver Bullet is 66% off. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, is 50% off. Secret 12, our vitamin B12, is 55% off. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 55% off. BioTrue Selenium, 29% off. Caveman, chocolate or strawberry, 30% off. Our new Super Blue mouthwash, 11% off out of the gate at $17.76. And we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion at 33% off. In addition to that, we have InfoWars Select Storable Food that is storable for up to 25 years. Still tastes great when you unseal it. Once you unseal it, you can then seal it back again for short-term use. It is all natural, made in the U.S., no GMO ingredients, and that is discounted 30 to 40% off, plus free shipping, plus you can use the coupon code GOBLIN and get an additional 10% off, 50% off with that coupon. And remember, free shipping store-wide, and these items are selling out fast. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com for this limited-time BuzzFeed mega special. I want to real quickly go back to what I was finishing up with the TSA, because I've got some more information for you fellow slaves out there about tasers, one of my other pet peeves, TSA and tasers. As this guy pointed out, he said, if we can't keep weapons out of prison, he's a security expert, we can't hope to keep them out of airports. And so the only explanation, he said, I can give for why planes are not falling out of the sky is because no one is trying. Let me tell you something. We know that because the TSA wrote that. I told you about Jonathan Corbett, and we interviewed him multiple times, and he was showing how ineffective these machines are. And he actually got involved in a lawsuit with the TSA. As part of that lawsuit, the discovery process allowed him to see documents, internal documents with the TSA. Now, whenever there's a lawsuit, federal lawsuit, they put this information up on pacer.gov. It was supposed to be redacted. So they would let him, as a defendant, see this information that was in their files, but they did not want you, the public, to know these super secrets. Unfortunately for them, these are the people who are keeping us safe. They do make mistakes, and the mistake they made in this particular case was to publish the unredacted lawsuit, not the redacted one. And it was up for several days, and we got screenshots of that. And we reported that at InfoWars.com. We did interviews about that. We showed that to you multiple times on both written articles, and I did many reports on this. And let me give you the key intel that came out of this. This is what the TSA does not want you to know. Just exactly what this guy could infer. He said, look, we know their security is not effective, so that means nobody is trying. Nobody is trying. He says, this is not real stuff. Even the body pat-downs, he said, this is not going to keep people from getting weapons in or keep them from making weapons once they're on the plane. He said, we go through much more rigorous procedure for people who are coming into prisons, and we still have the same problem with it. So he said, people aren't trying to do this. And once they do start trying, then you're going to see that the TSA procedures actually make us more vulnerable to a terrorist attack than we would be if they left us alone like they used to. They bunch everybody up in these particular areas, which makes everybody a very passive target. But what the TSA does not want you to see, but what we did see in that lawsuit that got published by mistake before they replaced it with the redacted version, they said in 2011, they said there is no threat to airplanes and no threat to airports. The TSA said that. And at the same time, they wrote that in their internal documents. We had a state legislature, a state legislator here in Texas. His name is David Strickland, a great man, a conservative, libertarian, patriot. This guy is straight up. I would vote for him for president. I would do anything I could go get that guy elected into any political office he wants to run for. This guy was straight up. He was fed up with this. He said, we're not going to have our people be sexually abused and manhandled in order to just travel. So he put a bill up that passed unanimously in the state house. And then David Dewhurst, our lieutenant governor, who, guess what? Before he became lieutenant governor, he became a wealthy oil millionaire. And before he became a wealthy oil millionaire, he worked for the CIA all of his life. They gave him a golden parachute after he got out. They made him extremely wealthy. He spent more money to get elected lieutenant governor than anybody has ever spent for a statewide office here in Texas. He organized an opposition to that, and the TSA was telling everybody, we're going to turn Texas into a no-fly zone. We're not going to allow anybody to have commercial flights in or out of Texas if you don't allow us to put our hands on you at the airport. And they shut it down when it went to the Senate. And at the same time they were doing that, the TSA had in their internal memos in 2011 that there is no threat to airplanes or to airports. And they really didn't want you to see that. But we saw it. We saw it because of their incompetence. That is the lie, the deception of what they're doing. Now let's talk about tasers here because we've had other cases. When I first came here to Texas, it was one of the cities around here. It might have even been Austin. I'm not sure. Austin or Dallas. There was a guy who had some kind of a health condition, epilepsy or something. He had an automobile accident, and that triggered that. And he was frozen in the car. And the policeman arrived and told him to get out of the car multiple times. He could not answer. He could not move. The cop tasered him. He died. He died. In Bastrop, Texas, not too far out of Austin, there was a fight in a school. One guy, and you can see it in the surveillance footage, a guy comes in, he's not the one fighting, he comes in, he breaks up the fight, and then a big fat security guard comes in, and he tasers that guy, because he thinks he's the one doing that, and the guy falls down, hits his head, and he's been in a coma ever since. And so what's happening with taser? We've got a report from Reuters, and here's another example I'll give you. Officer Richard Haas says he's never meant for Everett Howard to die, he just wanted to stop him. A top high school graduate staying on at the University of Cincinnati campus for a college prep program, Howard, 18 years old, had broken no laws that hot August night in 2011. It was about 3 a.m. in the morning. He was agitated after a run-in with a neighborhood kid who had tried to rob his friends. Blocks away, University police officer Haas's radio crackled with reports of an assault. Nearing the scene, he intercepted several people running away and ordered them to the ground. He unholstered his taser. He panned its red sighting beam over them to get their attention. Howard, shirtless, approached from behind with his dorm advisor. He said, get down. And he said, we're not the ones you're looking for. Howard stepped forward, and he thought the teen intended to kneel. He shot him, to make a long story short, hit him in the chest. The 18-year-old collapsed and died, pronounced dead at the hospital. And this guy was a certified taser instructor. There are hundreds of people, thousands plus killed with taser.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight on this Friday, August 25th, 2017. Joining us now is Eric Peters. He's a writer who writes about cars, mobility, and liberty. Most importantly, his books include Automotive Atrocities and Road Hogs. His latest book, Doomed, will be available next spring. You can find him at epautos.com. So joining us now is Eric Peters. Welcome, Eric. Okay, we still don't have, that's right, we got, okay.
Things okay? Can you guys hear me?
Hey, how you doing, Eric?
I'm good.
We've got a couple of things here that I know you've talked a lot about. You've talked about Elon Musk. You had a great article about him being the king of crony capitalism. There was an article just the last day or so on Wall Street Journal saying Tesla's push to build a self-driving car sparked dissent among its engineers. They believed it was being dramatically oversold, and you and I have talked about that once before, how they oversell the idea of a self-driving car. That should be especially obvious to people now that we've had several collisions of ships on the high seas. I mean, if you've got a military ship that can track 100 targets at once colliding with a freighter that is moving relatively slow and is 600 feet long, 2 football fields, and they collide in the middle of the ocean. What's that say about our crowded highways and self-driving cars? That technology is something that I think they are overselling and calling it a self-driving technology, don't you?
Well, yeah, on the one hand, their argument is that because people are fallible, they need to defer to these automated, and I use the term automated rather than autonomous cars, because the technology is somehow infallible. And anybody who stops to think about that for more than 10 or 15 seconds is going to be on the floor laughing. You know, all you have to do is think about your phone or think about your computer. How often do you have a glitch or a bug or a virus or the thing just, the screen goes blank or there's some problem with it? And that's a device that sits on your desk. And
it gives all new meaning to a blue screen of death when you talk about a computer controlling your car.
You know, you're talking about something that's moving down the road. And if they really go whole hog with this stuff and remove the steering wheel, as Ford is talking about doing, you'll have no ability to intervene when the software fritzes out or when some other problem occurs and the car decides to drive itself off the cliff.
Yeah. Yeah, and today I saw several articles. I mean, here's some CNBC and Gadget, IT, Business Edge. Here's the titles. Intel studies how to make people accept self-driving cars. Another one. Can you make people trust the autonomous car? Another one. There's a ton of people who still don't want to ride in self-driving cars, says a survey. They know they've got a problem selling this thing, but they're going to shove it down our throats good and hard. They're going to move everything out of the way. As a matter of fact, you're somebody who follows the automotive industry fairly closely. You know that at Ford, they were having a pretty good run under the CEO that they had, but Wall Street didn't believe that they were pushing self-driving cars enough, so they shoved that CEO out, and they brought in the guy who is head of their quote-unquote mobility department because they wanted to focus more on doing this. And there's big economic reasons for them to do this. The government wants control, but the auto companies want to turn you from a buyer into a renter, don't they?
They do. They want to convert the business to something that they call transportation as a service. Meaning rather than own a vehicle, you would simply rent it when you need it. So you would push a button on your phone, for example, and call up the car, and either the car would be, magically appear to you because it's automated, or you would go to where it is and get in it and use it for however long you need to use it, and then turn it back over to, whoever's handling it. And you pay according to the hour or the day or the week. And I'm sure they crunched the numbers and realized that if they sell you a car, you're paying them, $400-$500 a month, something like that, to buy the car. Whereas if they can rent the thing for, $20 an hour and rent it continuously 7 days a week, 30 days a month, that winds up being substantially more money for them. So I think that's their financial incentive behind this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We see that the purchasing price and the debt levels of households as the purchasing prices are going up, the debt is also going up on people in this country. We're running out of money as our economy is being taken down. So it's going to be harder and harder for them to sell cars, but they make more money leasing cars, and they can make more money leasing these cars by the hours you just pointed out than anything else. So it certainly makes sense for them, but it's kind of similar, isn't it, to what we always see from the big multinational corporations and the big governments. They want to turn everybody into renters. As a matter of fact, even going back at the national level, the IMF under Robert McNamara, he was accused of rent-seeking, of trying to turn entire countries into rent-seeking because he wanted to loan them money not to build infrastructure but to build a welfare state. And they said, you're just turning all these developing countries into renters. And that's what they want to do, regardless of what product it is that they sell. They want to retain ownership. They want us to buy it from them by the minute. And that's the way they're going to maximize their inventory. And that's the way they turn us into essentially sharecroppers.
Yeah, the model is the 19th century company town, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sort of a self-contained universe. You worked for the company. You were paid in company scrip, not money. And you could use the script at the company store where everything was marked up, and you lived in company housing. And
we play that song all the time as a break thing. You load the old Tennessee Ernie Ford. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt.
That's it. It's really, really tragic and sad. And what's particularly sad is that people don't see it. To get back to your comment a moment ago, we sort of hit this wall with cars. They are now getting to the point where they're so expensive, in part because of the mandates that the government keeps saddling the industry with, and also in part because of these gadgets that they keep putting in the cars, that they can't continue to finance them indefinitely beyond, say, 7 or 8 years. You just, you know, with a car, you can't do that because it's an appliance. Mm-hmm. It wears out. It loses its value. So they know they can't, you know, push car loans out to 10 years or 11 years to make this work. So they've decided, okay, we're just going to rent them, and maybe people won't notice because most Americans, unfortunately, are as innumerate as they are illiterate. They don't understand numbers. They can't do math, and as a result, they're very, very vulnerable to being manipulated this way.
Yes, yes, absolutely. You know, when we look at some of the other issues in here, one of the things that Intel is talking about in terms of their study said, how can we make people accept cars? I think you'll enjoy this, Eric. They said they found that voice communication feedback from the cars, because they're going to take the pedals out. They're going to take the steering wheel out. That's their final level. As a matter of fact, Google, as you point out, Ford, they say, well, it's not really safe to follow the model that Elon Musk and Tesla have been doing, which is to say we're going to have automated driving to a pretty high level, but if it freaks out and it can't figure out what's going on, it's going to give up and throw control back to you. But meanwhile, you're sitting there reading Facebook, mm-hmm. or you've fallen asleep behind the wheel. And so they say, no, we're going to go with full autonomy and we're going to remove any possibility of controls. And so they say, well, it's good that they can come back and just talk to you, mm-hmm. and tell you what it's doing. So you, it's kind of like 2001. Please open the pod bay doors, Hal. I said, sorry, I can't do that, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's
you
what
know,
we're going
to
wind up with.
They sell this to the public using this imagery of a sort of Jetsons-like future where everybody's mm-hmm. going to be in these high-speed vehicles that are whizzing along at 100 miles an hour, and you're going to get to where you're going much more quickly, much more efficiently. But can you think of anything that the government ever does that's efficient and quick other than waste our money?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
You know, it's going to be based on the least common denominator. You know, these cars are going to trundle along like, it's basically going to be like if you can imagine riding a bus, except you know, you've got your individual seat. It's going to be individual buses in a gigantic nationwide conga line creeping along Soviet style to wherever you're going whenever the government decides you're going to get there.
You're talking about creeping along Soviet style. One of these articles, they're saying, we want to make sure that these cars are so gentle that you can put your cup of coffee up on the dashboard mm-hmm. and won't spill as it accelerates off. Can you imagine how painfully slow all of this stuff is going to be? I mean, it's just mind-numbing to think what they have planned for us in the future. And yet, a big part of this, and the reason the government is going to push this down our throats, is all because they're so allied with the different crony capitalists, but also because they want to tax every mile that we drive, and they want to track everywhere we go and restrict our movements. That's why, as libertarians, we should fight this tooth and nail. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Eric Peters. You can find him at epautos.com.
Great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other what you sell. They BuzzFeed said is like is already best selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best but cold pressed? Duh. A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium. But BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system, system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTrue Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTrue Selenium before we sell out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your Selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalists, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight on this August 25th, 2017. You ever listen to songs like this? Think back to American Graffiti, the rite of passage of having an automobile, the ability to have a job as a teenager, the ability to go wherever you want, see the USA in a Chevrolet. This kind of fundamental freedoms, just like our economics that are happening in this country, that everything is being shut down. And of course, we're going to see a massive revolution in the coming years in terms of transportation. We're in an economic warfare with people who want to control every aspect of our lives in the most minute detail. And when you're in warfare, one of the key things that they want to do is to control movement, to control transportation. And that's what we're looking at, the coming shutdown of ownership, of privacy, and, as we'd add, even safety, as they tell us that it's going to be so much safer to leave the driving to them. Joining us now is Eric Peters. He is a writer. He has his own website, epautos.com, where he does reviews of automobiles that you would like to purchase. But he also takes a look at the issues from a liberty standpoint. Does this make us freer? What is the government doing in terms of regulation, in terms of safety? Is it backfiring? And of course it has in many different ways, of the CAFE standards, or you look at things like airbags and so forth. He's written for Washington Times, Wall Street Journal, Chicago Tribune, Detroit News, Free Press, American Spectator, many others. We carry his articles here at InfoWars frequently. And again, you can find him at epautos.com. Joining us now is Eric Peters. Welcome back, Eric.
Good to be back.
You know, one of the things that I see being pushed a lot in the last several days, they're going to be pushing self-driving trucks on UK roads. We've got Elon Musk saying we're going to have platooning trucks. Talk about that and the safety issues of having self-driving massive 18-wheelers. And, of course, pushing many, many people out of their jobs. We're going to have massive unemployment, even if they were able to do this and to replace the truck drivers. We're going to have massive unemployment. But talk about the safety issues with platooning.
Well, the safety issues are exponentially greater than with a private car. You're talking about a difference of about, 3,000 or 3,500 pounds for a typical car versus how many tens of thousands of pounds for an 18-wheeler rolling down the road.
Oh, yeah.
When something goes wrong with an 18-wheeler, it's much more significant than when something goes wrong with a car. But as you just alluded to, the issue here is the dollars and cents. They see the opportunity to get rid of millions of over-the-road truckers who can only drive so many hours in a day. And in a week, these things theoretically could be operating 24/7 constantly. And that is the incentive behind all of this. But it startles me, the disconnect between the worship of safety. We're constantly urged that we must submit and obey on the basis of this is going to make us safe. This is going to keep us secure. And I can think of few things less safe and secure than an 18-wheeler running down the road with, a computer controlling it.
Yeah, it's amazing hypocrisy, isn't it? But we've seen this before. We saw it with the airbags. We saw a situation where everybody must have airbags. And when they first deployed them, it was like, hey, they're killing women and children in high numbers when they go off because they're geared for adult males and it's excessive force. Oh, we're not going to let you turn those things off. We're not going to let you. And finally, they had a thing set up where you could turn that off if you got a child in the front seat in a car seat or whatever. But then when they had the massive recall of millions of these things and they were going off false firing and it's like getting a shotgun in the face, metal shards that were shooting at people as it exploded and killing people, they would not allow anybody, as they're waiting even for their recall, they would not allow anybody to disconnect these things. And yet it's being done, as you point out, you always talk about the federal government, you call it Uncle. Uncle was doing this to us for our own good and for our own safety.
Yeah,
at the same
time.
We
have a situation now with approximately 8 to 10 million vehicles that are out there with these known lethal airbags in them. They're known to be lethal. There's no question about it. And the government has prohibited people from having disconnect switches put in. Dealers are not allowed to do that. And if they do that, they are subject to criminal prosecution by the government for doing that. It's insane.
I guess we could call it government roulette, couldn't we?
Yeah.
You really are driving around. If you got one of these cars that has defective Takata airbag in it, it's kind of like driving around with a shotgun in front of your head.
A Claymore,
actually. Never know when it's going to go off. A Claymore mine. That's a better analogy.
Because it literally sprays shrapnel in your face. That's what happens.
Yeah.
This situation is far worse than the old stereotypical, the exploding Pinto, the GM side saddle tanks. This is far worse, both in terms of the numbers of vehicles that are involved and the number of people who've been hurt and killed by these things so far.
And yet, as we saw, and you covered it extensively, the VW recall, the punishment of VW for having the audacity to sell diesel vehicles, to give them fines that were orders of magnitude more than we ever saw with any of these previous recalls. You point out the exploding Pintos or the SUVs that were flipping over in the early days and people were getting killed, or even the airbags. But for somebody that supposedly cheated on their emissions test, they were going to put them out of business, but VW got the message. They're going to stop selling diesels. They're going to start selling these little electric cars in a year or two. They got that message because the diesel is a big competitor to electric cars, because fuel-wise and dollar-wise, it makes a lot more sense than a hybrid car, and certainly a lot more sense than a fully electric car, doesn't it?
Oh, it's not a competitor. It's superior in every way. It does not have any functional problems, which electric cars have several significant functional problems. Economically, it makes more sense because they don't have to be subsidized. A manufacturer can build and sell a diesel-powered car at a price that's acceptable to the buyer, and they can make a profit on it. They don't have to give them away heavily subsidized, which is the case with all the electric cars that are currently on the market.
And the other part of it, too, I think that's very significant, is that the diesel engines are some of the most long-term engines that we get, even amongst internal combustion engines. When you compare that to the relatively short life of the batteries that we have out there, that makes it even more economical for diesel engines. It has to be purged. And so they were the first ones up against the wall, but now we've got governments all over Europe saying they're going to completely ban internal combustion engines within the next 20 or so years.
That's right. And that's why you're seeing things that are completely, indescribably crazy. Like, for example, Volvo a couple of weeks ago announced the beginning model year 2020, they are only going to sell electric and hybrid vehicles.
Well, that's going to be interesting, you know, because when we look at this, when it came out and France said they were going to ban electric cars, at that time when they said, they're going to ban internal combustion engines in favor of electric cars, when they came out with that, only 1% of the people were choosing to buy electric cars in France, and that was with heavy subsidies. So it's like you're heavily, heavily subsidizing this, and still 99% of the people don't want this. So what's going to happen to Volvo when they say, well, we're going to give you what 1% of the people want?
Well, I think that unless they manage to somehow get plugged into the IV line of massive government subsidies, they're going to end up going out of business.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think it was Norway or Denmark, one of those European countries, the government actually pulled the subsidies for Tesla, and their sales literally vanished overnight. They went away by 96%.
Well, it's going to be interesting because I guess the government can continue to push that all along, and I guess we can have situations where they continue to regulate this. One of the things that they're now talking about is we've got to worry about car hijackings and so forth and so on. So now we need to have these electric cars that are out there. But getting back to this platooning thing and all the different issues that you have with this, you know, like you pointed out, just multiplies the problem by an order of magnitude when things go wrong with these massive trucks that can just flatten anything in their path. But no, we're going to have a train of these trucks.
Yep.
They're going to be talking to each other. They have, and it's already being mandated. Maybe you know what the status of this new V protocol that they're mandating into cars, vehicle to vehicle.
Yeah,
and of course, they're not just going to be talking to other cars. They're going to be talking to the government, to the infrastructure, telling them exactly how you're driving so they can assess fines on you to drive you out of the car, right?
That's right. The central hive. They'll have real time, continuous access to everything, literally every parameter that you can think of, your speed, your direction, the amount of braking force applied, all of those kinds of things will be known in real time to this corporate government nexus.
It's just absolutely amazing.
What's even more amazing is the way they're going to force us out of in the street that people put up with this stuff.
Well, you know, they're training everybody, and they've done it from a gradual standpoint. Most of the people who are millennials, they don't have the same kind of expectations that we did growing up. As I pointed out before, you know, the American graffiti generation, the rite of passage, getting a job so that you could then get a car so they could then have independence and freedom. They've cut that down from the very beginning. These kids are not getting jobs. Even if they did have a job, they couldn't afford the insurance to drive a car. That's where they're getting everybody in the first place. And then they're going to make that even harder because you point out they're going to be measuring everything about the way that you drive. In the UK, the cars are relatively cheap compared even to the United States for the most part, and yet it's things like fuel and it's insurance that prices them out of the market. And they get priced out of the market because the insurance company is monitoring everything they do. And if you drive very, very, very gently, then they will let you drive an additional 100 miles, even measure the number of miles that you can drive every month for teenagers. That's how they are training them. That's how they're taking away from that generation. Thanks for joining us, Eric Peters. You can find him at epautos.com. Freedom to move is a fundamental freedom. Stay with us. We've got Alex Jones coming up right after this break.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Monday, August 28th, 2017. Of course, the top news story across the country is the hurricane that has parked itself over Houston and is dumping an unprecedented amount of water over the city, and it is supposed to remain there for several days, and we're seeing extensive flooding. And as Associated Press points out, with the heavy precipitation expected to last for 4 days, key oil and gas facilities along the Texas Gulf Coast have temporarily shut down. Flooding in the Houston and Beaumont areas could seriously pinch gasoline supplies. They're concerned that it might increase gas prices by as much as 25 cents a gallon nationwide. And, of course, there's also the suffering in those areas, billions of dollars, and it's going to take a very long time for them to recover. They're saying that this is damage that may exceed that of Katrina. Houston has always been subject to massive flooding. They have massive bayous there. We lived there, my wife and I did, for 3 years, and it did not take a storm of this magnitude to create massive flooding in Houston. And as you see the pictures of it, it is absolutely unbelievable what is happening there at the time. And there's a dispute going back and forth between the mayor of Houston and other people who are second-guessing whether or not he should have called for the evacuation of Houston. And he points out that when they did call for the evacuation past storms, that there were consequences for that as well, with a lot of people injured in the evacuation. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is going to reverse the ban on local police using military equipment. This is part of the escalation that the Marxists would like to see, I believe. They would like to start to create a civil war, but at some point you have to do something to get them under control. We just saw a massive violent rally in Berkeley, land of Nancy Pelosi, and the mayor there praised the people who shut down free speech, and then once they couldn't attack the conservatives who were going to have a rally, they turned on the police in that area. Meanwhile, we see that Elon Musk's Neuralink is getting $27 million to build brain computers. Neuralink is a startup founded by billionaire Elon Musk. They have taken steps to sell as much as $100 million in stock to fund the development of technology that connects human brains with computers, because that's something we really need, right? The San Francisco-based company, again, San Francisco, has already gotten $27 million of funding. A spokesman did not respond to questions about the source of the funds. Could it be coming from DARPA? Could it be coming from the CIA's venture capital fund, NQTEL? We don't know. But they want to, quote, develop ultra-high bandwidth brain-machine interfaces to connect humans and computers. And the question is, why do we need that? Because why do we need brains at all? We're going to have brains supplied to us to drive our computers and to control everything else, according to Elon Musk. Artificial intelligence is going to do that all for us. We don't really need humans, do we? Meanwhile, we have in Saudi Arabia a viral video taken of a woman in a burqa driving a car, and now the Saudi police are going to hunt her down and ferret out that person who violated their Sharia law. And yet, are they any worse than what is happening here in America? We pay a lot of attention to a once-in-500-year hurricane, storm, and flood that we see happening here in America, but do we understand that it's not just women who are going to be banned from driving cars? It will be all humans who will be banned from driving cars. What our government and the crony capitalists who are working with it have planned for us is far worse than the oppression of Sharia law in Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, A man with a 4-foot sword was arrested in Buckingham Palace over the weekend. It was a terrorist incident. Clearly, he was shouting Allahu Akbar. Maybe somebody should send this article to H.R. McMaster if they can get past the firewall put up by John Kelly. Maybe they should send it to President Trump, because we keep being told by H.R. McMaster that this does not represent Islam. And yet he is trying to swing a 4-foot sword. Fortunately, he started shouting Allahu Akbar before he got his hands on the sword, and they were able to take care of it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. It's August 29th, 2017. I've been teasing this report for a while, and I want to finally get to it. How the CIA made Google. And just to put this in context, over the last couple of days, and Julian Assange knows this is coming, Donald Trump should be pardoning Julian Assange. This is a phony charge. He's been under house arrest in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for many years. WikiLeaks has not done anything that, as I said before, the Washington Post and New York Times haven't done except to cozy up to the government. The Washington Post and the New York Times are part of Operation, the CIA's Operation Mockingbird. That's been exposed. It's common knowledge. I'm not going to go into Operation Mockingbird and how they took over the media in the United States. But that's why the Washington Post and the New York Times did not go, have nobody there went to jail for breaking the Watergate information, for exposing the Pentagon Papers. We have respected freedom of the press, at the very least. At least that's what they told us. But we know that it was also, we don't know how free the press was. But we do know they had connections in high places. Real freedom of the press is coming from WikiLeaks, the people who never lie to us. The people who exposed the truth about Hillary Clinton. The people who told us the truth about what was being done in our name in these wars abroad. And Manning should have been pardoned. I disagree with President Trump. President Trump said, hey, I pardoned Sheriff Arpaio. That's exactly what should be done. That was a political persecution. President Trump should pardon the political prisoners in the Bundy Ranch standoff. He should commute the sentence of Ross Ulbricht, who was railroaded in a very unfair prosecution because the government does not want to have a free internet. They don't want to have Bitcoin. And we have to have a free internet. If we didn't have a free internet, if we didn't have WikiLeaks, we would not have a President Trump. Everybody who supports President Trump should understand that. And that's why the establishment, GOP, as well as the Democrats, are trying to shut down WikiLeaks. The U.S. Senate is trying to brand WikiLeaks a hostile intelligence service. This is coming from the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee. Julian Assange should be pardoned. They should leave that alone. We do have freedom of the press. And Julian Assange has been talking about how Ron Paul is being censored. He talks about how this is 1984, and it is. This is an attempt at social engineering. This isn't just turning off the ads. This isn't just isolating Ron Paul. They've told advertisers. They've labeled Ron Paul's discussions of foreign policy, Ron Paul's discussion of economic policy. They have told advertisers, you may not want to advertise on this, have ads served on this. You may not want to be associated with these videos. Just as they shut down the first week, they shut down the video where we talked about the pedophile government grooming kindergartners. And said it's not age appropriate to talk to kindergartners about any kind of sex, let alone this transgender agenda that they have. And so then they made my video discussion of that age inappropriate. And so you got to log in order to watch that. And that's the way they shut the information down, the way they cut the money off. And that's what they're doing to Ron Paul. That's what they're doing across the spectrum. Joy Villa was given 48 hours to delete her incredible MAGA song from YouTube, according to the Gateway Pundit. And of course, she is the singer that went to the Grammys wearing a Make America Great Again dress. And we've interviewed her many times here on InfoWars. She said YouTube is censoring views on Kaya Jones's video. Yesterday it was 60,000. Now it is 53,000. She tweeted that out. She goes, what's going on? Now my MAGA video is being taken down. And then she said later, I put it back up. I refuse to be silenced. Make America great again. That's coming from Joy Villa. She claimed she had written consent from everyone in the video, yet YouTube claimed we cannot accept or review agreements granting consent before the video was uploaded. And we all know what they're doing. Cracking down on anybody that opposes not just their political agenda, but anybody that opposes the Washington establishment, the journalist establishment, the globalist elitist establishment, conservatives, Christians, Trump supporters, they're going to demonetize or suspend your accounts altogether. And it's not just them. It's Twitter. It's Facebook. It's these corporations who are now saying, we can censor you. And they're doing it. It's very clever the way the government has set this up with their corporate partners. And as I pointed out before, we've seen this happen in North Carolina. We had it with the debates. As third parties, we would work very hard to get on the ballot. We would jump through hoops that the Democrats and Republicans exempted themselves from. And after all of that time, after all of that money and effort, we were excluded from the debates. Why? Because the debates are being run by a private party. See, if the government ran the debates, they wouldn't be allowed to exclude us under the First Amendment. But they can say, this is a private party, and you're not allowed to come. It's a club, and you ain't in it, as George Carlin said. And that's what we're seeing now. They're saying YouTube isn't a natural monopoly. YouTube is a club, and you ain't in it. You're not going to be allowed to have your information put out there. Well, where did this all come from? There's a story up on Zero Hedge, how the CIA made Google. And they said inside the secret network, behind the mass surveillance, the Endless Wars, and Skynet. They say Insurge Intelligence, a new crowd-funded investigative journalism project, breaks the exclusive story of how the United States intelligence community funded, nurtured, and incubated Google as part of a drive to dominate the world through the control of information. That's what this is about. That's why Alex Jones named his program decades ago InfoWars. It is an info war. As Hillary Clinton said, it's an information war and we're losing it. But they're going to make sure that they turn this around. They want to dominate the world by controlling information. That means they have to control the internet. That means they have to shut down sources that are honest and independent, like WikiLeaks, like InfoWars, like Breitbart. Anybody that opposes this, Daily Caller, you name it, anybody that is independent that is going to oppose their predetermined agenda, they are going to shut it down or they're going to isolate it through their corporate masters. Google has the keys, the search engine keys. They can isolate your video with their search engine. They can isolate your articles, your website. They can demonetize you. They can do all of that on YouTube as well, and we're seeing them do that. They go on to say, seed funded by the NSA and the CIA, Google was merely the first among a plethora of private sector startups co-opted by U.S. intelligence to retain information superiority. These guys play the long game, folks. The origins of this ingenious strategy trace back to a secret Pentagon-sponsored group that for the last two decades has functioned as a bridge between the U.S. government and elites across the business, industry, finance, corporate, and media sectors. The group has allowed some of the most powerful special interests in corporate America to systematically circumvent democratic accountability and the rule of law and free speech, I'll add, to influence government policies as well as public opinion in the United States and around the world. The results have been catastrophic. NSA mass surveillance, a permanent state of global war, and a new initiative to transform the U.S. military into Skynet. And let me add something that is not in this report. When we looked at Jade Helm, one of the key things that was that stood out was geospatial intelligence, the fastest growing part of the intelligence services. When they talked about the fact, don't worry, we're not listening, we're not recording your phone conversations, we're not recording and keeping and storing your texts to people. Let me tell you something. When they say we're just looking at the metadata is far more important to them, far more important to them than your conversation. It is more easily digested by their automated processes, okay? With activity-based intelligence, with human domain analytics, they can look at what you were talking about, and they can, as they put out their propaganda, as they shut down independent voices, with metadata, they can analyze how this narrative is working. They have to have feedback. They have to know if their new phony narrative is working, and that's the way they do it with the metadata. That is the most important part of this. We're going to talk about this full spectrum information war when we come back. Stay with us.
Being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold-pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed?
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight on this Thursday, August 24th, 2017. We'll get back to the news here in just a moment, but before we do, I want to remind you that we still have the BuzzFeed Mega Special at InfoWarsStore.com, and we still have many very popular items that have not sold out, but are selling out quickly. Silver Bullet is selling out very quickly because it is 66% off at $9.95. Also, Knockout, selling out quickly, 50% off. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formulation, so you can get the same effect that you would with vitamin B12 injections, but just putting a great-tasting liquid under your tongue, that is at 55% off. So is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. And we have some smaller discounts on some bigger ticket items, which amounts to a very big dollar savings. We have things like the Alexa Pure Pro water filter and the Alexa Pure Breeze water filters. Those are air filters. Those are 25% off. So that results in a very big savings. Also, our InfoWars Select storable food. And remember, we have free shipping now and everything at InfoWars as part of this sale. So it's a great time to try these things out. It's also a great time to get something like InfoWars Select Storable Food that is very expensive to ship. You can get that 30 to 40% off with free shipping. And if you use a coupon code GOBLIN, you get an additional 10% for 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. And that's food that will stay fresh for 25 years without preservatives, without GMO. It's made in America and it is resealable. After you sealed up, great packaging, all American, all natural foods, and you can get it for 50% off and free shipping. Take a look at the site at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at all the many fine items that are there, the massive discounts we have, and remember, it is free shipping, and that is not going to last very long. I want to get back to political correctness here. You know, one of the things that we're talking about with this absolutely beyond belief insanity that we have with the announcer, the Asian announcer named Robert Lee, taking him off. It would be funny if it wasn't so oppressive, because that's really what we're seeing here. This is a form of oppression. And it's really not funny anymore when we start seeing this spread to everything, all the different monuments. And remember, they mocked Donald Trump when he said they're going to be coming after Jefferson and Washington next. And it was only not even 24 hours that amazingly the guy who was one of the stars of Hamilton, who was himself also a slave owner and one of the worst slave owners, as a matter of fact, but he said, no, Jefferson and Washington are on the table. And so I just want to remind you of something that was very heinous that JFK did. You know, we've all got our heroes, right? Many people on the left, especially the Democrats who are submitting to this insanity, love JFK. So let's look at something that JFK said once, and you will not believe what this guy said in support of racism. He said, I want to tell you how welcome you are to the White House. I think this is the most extraordinary collection of talent, of human knowledge that has ever been gathered together at the White House, with the possible exception of when Thomas Jefferson dined alone. Someone once said Thomas Jefferson was a gentleman of 32 who could calculate an eclipse, could survey an estate, could tie an artery, plan an edifice, try a cause, in other words, in court, break a horse, and dance the minuet. Whatever he may have lacked, if he could have had his former colleague, Mr. Franklin, here, we would all have been impressed. Can you believe that John F. Kennedy praised a white slave owner? Talk about white privilege, and he's in praise of that? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So take down the statues to JFK as well. And, you know, rename the airports, the roads, and everything else. And here's how sad the situation is getting. Besides the absurdity of the Robert Lee story, the Asian man that Reuters told us was named after Robert E. Lee. I mean, there's just so many Chinese people that are named Lee. It's just unbelievable. But anyway, they said his namesake was Robert E. Lee. And then they said that he was a doppelganger for Robert E. Lee. They actually tweeted that out on Reuters. So that's the real news from Reuters there for you. That's why we call ourselves real news, because it is real news and we're not politically correct. And Penn Jillette used to not be politically correct either. But now he seems to be falling into this as well. Everybody's getting so sensitive. And I just have to say, A2 Penn, I mean, really, are you going to cave to this stuff? He went on with Bill Maher, and this is always a program. I mean, Bill Maher used to have a program called Politically Incorrect. I don't know if that's still what he calls it. He now calls it Real Time. But Bill Maher's program used to be called Politically Incorrect. I guess that's why it no longer exists. But as Fox News reports, Penn Jillette goes on with Bill Maher, and he called Newfoundland a euphemism for stupid. And it was a stupid joke. It wasn't a funny joke, but it's not anything that he should have to apologize. But he kept tweeting it out over and over again. He said in just one tweet alone that I was wrong 5 times. Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. Please forgive me. I bow to the gods of political correctness. So now we got even Penn Jillette having to apologize for political correctness. Seriously? I want to play you a clip of John Cleese. My wife and I, when we took a trip, we listened to his book, his autobiography. It's called Anyway. And he narrated it, and he basically talked about his career, how he grew up, how he became a comedian, the early days before Monty Python. But then when he finished it, he talked about political correctness. I'm going to have a clip from that. I want to play a clip where he got out and talked about political correctness. And, you know, John Cleese is not somebody that would agree with us on politics. But maybe we can agree, like Voltaire, that we will support each other's right to speak freely, especially when it comes to comedy. Can't we at least make jokes? I guess not. Not in places like Berkeley, that used to be the bastion of free speech. Now they're just a bunch of bastions. Let's play this clip from John Cleese. He says political correctness can lead to an Orwellian nightmare.
I'm offended every day. For example, the British newspapers every day offend me with their laziness, their nastiness, and their inaccuracy. But I'm not going to expect someone to stop that happening. I should just simply speak out about it. You know, and sometimes when people are offended, they want somebody to just come in and say, right, stop that, to whoever is offending them. And of course, as a former chairman of the BBC once said, there are some people one would wish to offend. I think there's truth in that too. So the idea that you have to be protected from any kind of uncomfortable emotion is one I absolutely do not subscribe to. And a fellow that I helped write to books about psychology and psychiatry, he was a renowned psychiatrist in London called Robin Skinner, said something very interesting to me. He said, if people can't control their own emotions, then they have to start trying to control other people's behavior. And when you're around super sensitive people, you cannot relax.
All right, stay with us. We're going to be right back. We're going to play what George Carlin said. And, of course, that's right. You are censoring other people's behavior. That's the whole point of this. It is not innocent. It has very dire consequences. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented. And it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science and these are other, what you sell, they, BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Keep on lying. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Things don't change much, do they? Towers keep on lying and people keep on dying. We got Lionel joining us now to talk about Trump's U-turn in Afghanistan. We were just talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik. I'm going to get Lionel's take on this. And of course, Lionel is an Emmy Award-winning television news decoder and legal analyst, a licensed trial lawyer and a former prosecutor. And I would add, he has the most awesomeness vocabulary in the business. But Lionel, as a Logo Daedalus, I'm sure you've got a better word for that. You can also find him on LionelMedia.com and on Twitter at Lionel Media. Thank you for joining us, Lionel.
No, thank you. Thank you, David, for this incredible venture of yours. And by the way, congratulations. Let's hear
thank
it.
You. Thank
come
you.
Come on.
Thank you.
And tell Alex, thank you. But Alex is out of his mind when he comes to this notion of supporting this president when it comes to Afghanistan. And Dr. Pechenik and you have been spot on. Now, let me just remind you, I have a YouTube channel which is thanks to people like you, is growing metastatically at Lionel Nation. And I've been through this, but I want to go through it right now and explain this very, very simple. The other night, when the president spoke, I could have sworn it was like almost like Jeremiah Denton saying, listen, I've got to say this. Because somebody came to him and said, listen, DT, I don't know what you're talking about. You want to talk about building the wall? That's terrific. You mentioned a little bit about, at one point, he was talking to Bobby Kennedy about maybe looking into vaccines and autism. Okay, fine. But if you think that you're getting out of Afghanistan, you're out of your mind. It is the Saudi Arabia of lithium. Let me remind you something. I'm a consummate note taker. I think this very, very seriously, as you can tell. And I've got my legal pad, so that means something, I guess. June 13th, 2010. Look this up. An article by James Risen, New York Times. June 13th. $1 trillion in untapped mineral deposits. Iron, copper, cobalt, gold, lithium. Internal Pentagon memo, the Saudi Arabia of lithium. They said we're going to transform it into the biggest mining center in the world. Not to mention this, there you go. God, you.
And the lithium is not just to tranquilize us, it's to make car batteries because they're pushing everybody towards electric batteries. Yes. Lithium is the key component. And so they're going to ground zero. That's why they're, you always follow the money. We said that the other day. As a matter of fact, Ron Paul, when he's live tweeting on this, said, we're there for the minerals because it's not just lithium either. As you point out, it's the Saudi Arabia of lithium, but it's also the rare earth minerals that are there as well.
Exactly. Well, that's Africa. And remember what the great Gerald Celente said. He said, what would have been the chances of our ever going into Iraq if their major export was broccoli? Now listen, we can stop. No, this is nonsense. Now also, you're talking about the Russians at one particular time did an estimate where they guesstimated about 5 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. Not to mention the geopolitical propinquity to Iran and Russia and the pipeline. But here's what happened. They came in one day, they said, Trump, sit down. And he said, who are you? And I'm imagining this. He said, it doesn't matter who I am. I'm the deep state. I'm the shadow government. I'm your worst nightmare. Let me tell you something. Remember one thing. Did you notice in the paper the other day there was this article that said Secret Service having a hard time finding the money to protect you and your family? That's a shot across the bow. Do you get the hint?
Yeah. You hit the nail on the head. Yep.
And we do this to Barack Obama, too. Remember when Barack Obama all of a sudden was in the elevator in the White House and said, who's that guy with a gun? Oh, gee, I don't know. Maybe an errant visitor. Remember the time when George W. Bush was out riding his bike in Virginia? And all of a sudden they had Washington on a lockdown? And this is to teach you a lesson. That's number one. Number two. Yes. They're coming after you right now with impeachment. You got Mueller and that wildcat, that strange, out-of-control grand jury. You've got that dingbat crazy, the lady with the bad wig. You got Maxine Waters and the equally breathtakingly incoherent Nancy Pelosi, who are breathing down your throat for impeachment. Then you've got perhaps maybe talking about a Section 8 and 25th Amendment removal. You have everybody is jumping ship. You've lost Bannon. You've lost, they're after Manafort. They're after your kids. And you got that creepy Simon-Law there. What the hell's the matter with you with Jared Kushner? What are you? Brooks Brothers, band of Brooks Brothers. Amazingly. You're walking outside. You can't even look at the eclipse. You're the only person on the face of the earth who can't get it straight. You got to put the glasses on. Now let me explain something. You are going to go out there and you're going to get 5 incredibly vague points. Number one, you're going to tell people, oh, and I love this. What did they say this? Oh, they principled realism. What the hell does that mean? Principled realism. Number one, this was it, David. Number one, no timeline. Right there. Hey, David, right. We want you to do this new job in the morning for Alex about payment. Well, we have no guidelines as to payment. You're out the door. So
and we don't know exactly when it's going to start. And we can't say when we've succeeded either. We don't have any definition of winning. But we're just going to be there forever. Yeah.
Succeeding? I mean, let me explain something. Then he says, we're going to use all elements of power. Thank you very much. What is it? What would Jared Kushner come up with that abuse? Number three, get tough on Pakistan. What? Pakistan? See, every time you do this, David Froom taught us this. When he said, and the axis of evil is Iraq, Iran, and North Korea, might have been North Dakota. What the hell are you talking about? Then he says, here's the best part. We're going to get Pakistan, which basically ISI, that's our CIA. And then we're going to get India against an enemy. Wait a minute. What are you talking about? And finally, he said, we're going to expand authorities. This was a hostage video. Now, look, it comes down to...
Yeah, I'm wondering, you're talking about Pakistan. I mean, this sounds an awful lot like Cambodia and Vietnam, doesn't it? I go back and say, you know, 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't have a plan that stopped Afghanistan. I mean, this is like a 1960s rerun. You know, Matt Drudge said, I went back to black and white because I'm kind of getting this Cold War feeling again. And it's like, yeah, it's feeling like it's either the late 1950s or the early 1960s, isn't it?
Did you see that picture you just put up there of Trump with the generals? See, something happens right there. Okay, see what happens right there? And I think Dr. Pachenik might know something about it. Some weird kind of Pavlovian obeisance, some patellar obeisance to, this is like a skeleton key to our critical thinking. We see generals and we go nuts. We just say, I'm proud to be an American. Stop playing that song. I'm proud to be an American. It doesn't mean I'm a lemming. It doesn't mean I'm just some kind of a sap who all of a sudden sits there and refers to my commander-in-chief. And by the way, he's not my commander-in-chief. I'm not in the military. He's not my commander-in-chief. Now, what happens is that you've got these people. You've got Mad Dog Mattis, who's a neocon sellout. What are you doing? Do you understand this? And look, you gotta hand it to Trump. God bless this man. He brought in Twitter. He basically denuded the world of CNN. I mean, you talk about a skeleton budget. They're on the verge of being eclipsed by him. But what's happening right now is that we have got to stop this. And you've got to understand that to be an American and to be a Trumper, you do not have to be this mindless acolyte. Now listen. I was doing a radio show the other day and some woman, bless her heart, called up and said, well, at least we're getting the gold and the cobalt for us. No, we're not getting it for us. It's not going into the treasury. It's not going into some warehouse in Washington or Bethesda. It's going to Washington. It's going to the central banksters. We're not getting this. We're not getting any of this nonsense.
They're going to be meeting in Jackson Hole. I imagine like Lindsey Graham, they're going to be doing the Macarena, right? All of them, they're so happy, the bankers and the generals and the neocons. I mean, Lindsey Graham is ecstatic over this. And you're not seeing CNN complaining about this. What's CNN complaining about? They're complaining about Confederate monuments everywhere. They're not complaining about the war that is burning us down and killing our people.
I got to tell you this one. You're going to love this one, David. All of a sudden, everybody wake up and say, guess what? I'm a Civil War expert. You are? You lay tile. But I'm a Civil War expert today. And I say, okay, so I'm here in New York, and I meet these people all the time who are these profoundly ignorant...
Hang on to that story because we got to come up with a break, and it sounds like there's a great punchline coming up there, Lionel. Thank you so much. And we're going to be right back with Lionel. And you can find him at Lionel Nation on YouTube, lionelmedia.com. We'll be right back with him. Great comments, Lionel. Thank you.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper.
Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and as you hear the theme from The Great Escape, how do we escape from this prison that they've put us in? Well, part of the escape is to understand that you're in prison, to understand that you're a slave. And, of course, what we see happening with the Civil War monuments, and Lionel is our guest. He was just getting ready to talk about that. That's designed to keep you away from solving your problems right now, to keep you away from getting free. We're trying to break through this information embargo, this prison that they keep us in, and the key part of that is having free speech. So we appreciate you standing with us. And in response to that, we have put up a massive sale. And of course, also in response to the attacks on InfoWars from John Oliver to BuzzFeed and Stephen Colbert and others, we put out an unprecedented sale to counteract these unprecedented attacks and to thank you for your support. We have sold out of many products. BrainForce Plus is sold out. Myco ZX is sold out, but we still have DNA Force. It's rapidly selling out. We have a 20% discount on that. It's a massive savings just with 20%. But we have other products like Silver Bullet, 66% off. We also have Knockout at 50% off. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 55% off. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 55% off. All these are rapidly selling out. Take a look at the sale that we have at InfoWars Store, our BuzzFeed Mega Special, plus free shipping. Major, major savings. We've never had this big a sale on InfoWars Select Storable Food. And when you look at a big, heavy product like that, to have free shipping and 30 to 40% discount off of that, plus an additional 10%, if you put in the code GOBLIN, you can get it for 50% off. That storable food, good for 25 years, and even after you open it, it is resealable. It's all GMO-free, made in the U.S. Many fine products you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. We thank you for your support. Act now before this sale is over. Free shipping on all these items. Okay, Lionel, we were talking just before we went to the break. We started to get into the crazy stuff about the Civil War. I mean, we've even got ESPN saying, we're going to not let an Asian announcer do the University of Virginia game because his name is Robert Lee. So they shut down. You talk about insane political correctness. I tweeted out earlier today, it's like Antifa and the establishment now have these straw men, you know, this idea that these aboriginals would make a straw man and then they beat their chest and tear it apart because it's very easy to tear apart. But now our straw men are made out of bronze and marble, aren't they? And it's to give these people a sense of power, a sense of moral superiority, a sense that in some way they're free, even though they don't know that they're still slaves to the establishment, to these corrupt corporations that control their information and control them.
Now, Dan, your comments. Listen, first of all, it's great to be here on Real News versus Fake News, number one. Number two, you know that there's a ringer. As we used to say in professional wrestling in the days of Gordon Sully and the Best, we used to say, this is a work. Come on, yanking the guy named Stephen Lee. I don't care if it's Pinky Lee, London Lee, Johnny Lee, looking for all places. Sarah Lee, Sandra Lee.
Yeah, they could get Sarah Lee out of there too, right? Wasn't she the daughter of him? I don't know. But
this is beautiful, but I got to tell you this one. You're going to love this story. As you know, I'm here in New York, and if you ever met an obnoxious Hollywood type, you ever met one of these people? They make me
sick. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd rather lick a belt sander or drink ink than hang around one of these people. But the worst of the worst of the worst are the Hollywood, the Broadway types. The producers, mm-hmm. They make me sick because not only do they think they're better than you, they're in the theater. They're in the theater, the proscenium, the theater. So anyways, well, I've got these faux tin horn esthete wannabes. So the day I said, hey, by the way, and I've got these people, I said, I sure like what you said about the Civil War. Well, thank you, Brooklyn types. And you know what? You got me thinking. And I'm going to be boycotting, too. Yeah, I said, yeah. And guess where I'm starting? Hamilton, the musical. I said, Hamilton, not only was he a slave owner and a holder, he was an apologist. And when he married Elizabeth Schuyler, a.k.a. Eliza, he basically shut his mouth because he wanted to move up the ranks, and he's not going to ruffle any feathers. And that's it. You look at it right there. And when they had the New York chapter of the manumission, you know, where you manumit or release your slaves, he showed up for like two meetings and said, I'm not going to get involved in this. So you're right. He said, wait a minute. No, I said, no, you got me right. It's going to be that. And I'm going after everybody and the Egyptian slaves. And I want that out of there. And I want Williamsburg shut down. Here in New York, you're going to love this one today. We have a woman, David, you think that Robert E. Lee story, ESPN is funny? We have a woman here named Melissa Mark Viverito, okay? She is the speaker of the New York City Council. This is the woman who, by the way, wanted to promote the leader of the FALN to market the Puerto Rican Day Parade. He's a terrorist. He killed people. I'm not making this up. So anyway, so she says, you know, I was thinking we have Columbus Circle that's been here since what, 1905? The Columbus Circle, Joe Colombo was shot there too, a little bit of history. Columbus, do the math. But anyway, so she says, and we're thinking we're going to be, because there you go. God, you people are fast. I can think this and you've got it up. So anyway, so get this. Melissa Mark Viverito is going to take on the Italians in New York for Columbus. Now, let me say, get a ringside ticket. This isn't somebody in Charlottesville that said, okay, we'll take, you know, leave, whatever. No. We've got the Columbus Day Parade. It is huge. And you've got some wonderful, proud Italian Americans of every stripe there is who don't take kindly to you going up. So I say, keep it up. Now, listen. It comes down.
I can just see what they're going to be doing, Lionel. Well, these guys, when they hear about this, they're going to say, they're going to put their hand around, I'm going to have to shoot you if you keep that up.
Forget about it. No, no shooting. No.
Yeah, forget about it.
But here is the thing that is the most amazing. Look, these are the times, and I want everybody to understand this. Number one, I want you to buy 10 products, anything Alex sells. I don't care if you're a 98-year-old woman, buy the testosterone booster, just buy it. Just buy it. Because I'm telling you something. It's a war, and you only know you're over the target because you're taking flak. That's number one. Number two, it is critical for us to keep up this notion that 9/11 and the official story is beyond mythical, because they keep going back to that. And yes, somehow, through some weird machination, I guess, Afghanistan has to do with 9/11. Now, we've got to put this to bed. So that means, I remember the great words of Gore Vidal, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I'm a conspiracy analyst. And I was here that dreaded Tuesday. But we have got to say, stop. You want to talk about 9/11? Get ready. We're ready. And the great Hunter S. Thompson said, when the going gets weird, the weird turn pro. And it's time to turn pro, my friend.
Well, you know, we were in Afghanistan because we had guys in caves fly these planes into two buildings, and three of them fell down their footprint. We've never seen that with a skyscraper, a steel skyscraper, before since. So, you know, that's why we're there, right? And we had Trump buy into all of this stuff, and just as Steve Pachinik was saying, come on, we created Al-Qaeda, we created ISIS, and we created this phony thing to change our laws, the Patriot Act, and everything else. Go ahead.
Do me a favor. I know you're stupid. Pull me up one picture, just one picture of Flight 93, Shanksville. This is my favorite. I'll just start with this. I've got one exhibit, Your Honor, for my trial. Just one exhibit, just one picture. Would you bring up Flight 93, Shanksville? Little dimpled, little, it looks like they're barbecuing a pig, little dimpled, pockmark, little steam, couple of fire. There we go. One question. Where's the plane? Look at this. Look at this. Stop. Do they think we're stupid? I saw a picture of Obama and his wife standing there at a memorial to what? 8 miles away, New Baltimore, Indian Lake. What is, let's roll. Let's roll the BS. There's nothing there. Now, here's the story.
Yeah, and he's on the cell phone talking to somebody, not his wife, but talking to an operator for a very long time from the plane. Have you tried that? Have you tried that 15 years ago?
5 feet off the ground. I'm saying, what is this going on? Hello, what is it? I'm on the plane.
No, I know, exactly.
Do they think, and not only that, let me tell you something. We've got the Pentagon, which is still a great one. This guy, Tony Hanjour, how did they know his name? Did he say, by the way, for posterity's sake, this is Tony Hanjour. I'm the pilot. H-A-N. Yeah, I'm the guy who tried to get the plane to rent it, but nobody would give it to me. I'm going to do a 330 degrees arc. I'm going to drop 7,000 feet, fly 6 feet off the ground, leave a 12-foot hole with no plane there either. And person that says, well, that's, and I'm proud to be an American. Would you stop this?
If they hadn't completely reordered our society on that basis and sent us into multiple wars that we're still involved in 16 years later. That's insane. Absolutely. We don't have any more time. We're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us, Lionel. And you can find Lionel at Lionel Nation on YouTube and LionelMedia.com and on Twitter at Lionel Media. Thank you so much for joining us, Lionel. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Don't do it.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine,
nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. As we see the firing of a missile over a Japanese island by North Korea, the media reports it as reckless, as aggressive, as the most dangerous incident we have had yet. And President Trump says Kim Jong-un's message has been received loud and clear. He warns that all options are on the table. This is getting incredibly provocative, what is being done by North Korea. Flying a missile over one of the Japanese islands today in a quote-unquote test. A test of what? Test of an EMP? We shall see. Meanwhile, Trump is slammed by MSNBC for going to Texas so soon after Hurricane Harvey. They reported they spoke to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She confirmed the goal was to send the president to Corpus Christi, where Harvey came ashore before it drifted to the north and to the east. So the worst has already passed in Corpus Christi. The governor, Greg Abbott, will also likely be there. He is outspoken about that. And then MSNBC said this, according to IJR. They said, there have been some questions about whether it is appropriate for the president to travel to Texas so soon after the storm. Indeed, while the storm is still going on, because just of all the law enforcement resources it requires to move the president to and from a place like this. And, of course, those would be the same people that criticized George W. Bush for not going soon enough to Katrina. Meanwhile, in Houston, it is still raining, and the rain is still accumulating. They're looking at perhaps about 50 inches after another 12 inches today. Houston's Attucks Dam is about to spill over. And as I point out, local outlets report the dam has been considered in critical condition for years. Concerns have emerged about the dam's control spillover function failing. Why is it that we have a failing infrastructure in places that are known to flood frequently, like Houston, like New Orleans? Our roads are crumbling. Our bridges are crumbling. We have President Trump saying he wants to get a $1 trillion infrastructure bill through. That's not going anywhere right now in Congress. That does nothing. But meanwhile, it's important to go back and look at the fact that in the 16 years we've been in Afghanistan, we have spent $1 trillion there. Not to build their infrastructure, to blow their country apart, to create more enemies, while we let our own country crumble. President Trump knew that when he was running for president. He knew it 6 years before he ran for president. He said, we need to get out of Afghanistan. We need to put America first. We need to rebuild America. We could rebuild things like the Houston Attucks Dam. But no, we are going to continue to blow up Afghanistan. We just talked to John Kiriakou. He said he has seen this thing over and over again. If you want to see it played out in a satirical method, watch the movie War Machine, based on Michael Hastings' book. Meanwhile, in Kabul, we have a suicide bombing, killing at least five people at a bank, only 500 yards from the American embassy there in Afghanistan. We had reports earlier this week that Tim Cook may be considering a political run because we've had Facebook executive Mark Zuckerberg getting increasingly political. And we're going to talk about why these corporations are involved in politics. Many of them were created by the CIA, by the Pentagon, and we're going to tell you about the report on that in just a moment. But perhaps he was there just to get a handout, just to get money, because a new data center in Waukee, Iowa, is creating 50 jobs. 50 jobs. In return, Apple is going to get $208 million in tax breaks. That's over $4 million per job created in Iowa. But, of course, if you have a small business, you're not going to get anything from the government but a boot in the face. Tech giant Apple, who has the biggest cash reserves of any corporation, bigger than most countries take in a year. Of course, most countries are operating pretty much on a deficit because they got their central bankers running money. You could say he's got more money than the United States government because we've got a massive debt. I don't think he's running for president. I think he's running for cash. That's why he is in Iowa. Meanwhile, we've got cops arresting more people for pot than for all violent crimes combined. All violent crimes combined. Think about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Nutt.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed?
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the real news. I'm David Knight, and joining us in this segment is Dr. Steve Pachinik. It's always an honor to have Dr. Pachinik, a person of great knowledge and experience. He's a psychiatrist, a former State Department official, politically acclaimed author of the thrillers by Tom Clancy, Tom Clancy's Op Center and Tom Clancy's NetForce paperback series. He was co-creator of those. He's been trained in psychiatry at Harvard University and international relations at MIT. His novels are based on over 20 years of experience resolving international crises and hostage situations for the Department of State for four administrations. You can find him at stevepachinik.com, and you can also find him on Twitter at Steve Pachinik. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Pachinik.
It's always a pleasure, and good luck on your new show. I know you're going to do very well, David.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you joining us today.
Had
a great interview yesterday. It was a very energetic interview, we'll put it that way, with with Alex Jones about Donald Trump's turn in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And many of us, I watched the live tweeting by Ron Paul, as he was watching the announcement and saying, this is the neocons in charge again. He says, you should be very scared if Lindsey Graham is this happy about what's going on. And it looks like we're going to be there forever for the minerals or whatever purpose. When Donald Trump says that we're going to win it, I want to know what winning means. I saw a guy on Fox News this morning, and he had both legs blown off. And that's exactly what he was saying. He said, I want to know what it means to win in Afghanistan. How do we define that? We've never won a war of counterinsurgency. No empire has won that. Our country was born out of defeating people who are trying to occupy us in this country. So I just don't see that happening, especially in Afghanistan. Your comment.
You're absolutely correct, David. Number one, let's go back and Ingram, she wrote something on a tweet, which is correct, and I should mention this. We had 100,000 American troops in Afghanistan in 2011. On top of that, we had 10,000 British troops. That's 110,000. On top of that, we had 30,000 NATO troops. So let's say about 140,000 to 150,000 troops in 2011, and we did not make a dent into anything, let alone talking about insurgents, because we don't know who the insurgents are. They've been created by the CIA or by some fictitious narrative called the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS. It's just ridiculous narratives. The problem here is that there is no military solution. There is no victory. There is no ability to wipe out the enemy, and we're going to kill them. And more importantly, we should leave it. It's 16 years, $6 trillion. What they haven't talked about are the 30% increase in PTSD and in suicides by our military heroes. Now, that's very nice for General Mattis, McMasters, and Vogel, and all of them who get their pins and stripes during peacetime and then go to the Beltway to make their money because they have no other way to make your money, unlike your show, Alex Jones, you, David, all the young people there, where they go out, they hustle, they try to risk. We don't have that kind of generals. What we have are peacetime generals who are really the maidens, or as I would say, the whores of the military-industrial complex. That cannot continue. And the reason I was livid was simply because I wasn't angry at the generals or as much as at Trump. I was angry at myself because for quite a few years, as Alex knew and there are others in the intelligence community knew, I wanted a military presence in the office and around Trump because he had a very erratic behavior. I'm not going into any diagnosis. And the reason for those generals wasn't because they were brilliant generals or they were great strategists. None of them are. But they were there for command and control. And in fact, John Kelly, whom I do not know and I do respect, was head of Southcom. I had worked at Southcom before, so I knew the complexities that were involved in running a civilian military organization. And he, in fact, did clean out most of that White House. Gorka has to leave. Kellyanne Conway has to leave. Jared Kushner has to leave. Ivanka has to leave. So what I was angry at, and I was reflecting perhaps, and I'm not speaking for millions of other people, I was speaking as a supporter of Trump and someone who went against 9/11 nonsensical narrative that we were attacked by some people in Afghanistan and Iraq, which was nonsense. Mm-hmm. So Trump was only supposed to do three things, three basic things. Stop the wars, as he said, all over the world that were costing us trillions. Decrease our taxes and increase the budget for infrastructure. None of the three were done. Yes. None of the three were done. He got involved in Obamacare. He didn't know what he was doing. The Republicans didn't know what they were doing. The military didn't know what they were doing. The McConnell didn't know what he was doing. Then we get involved in wars that we know nothing about as generals put in more soldiers that they created the problem in Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Sudan. So we've expanded the scenario of wars. And now we're completely in on 180 degrees away from Trump. And what I said is Trump cannot continue and he will not continue. But I will also make another prediction. Pence will not come in as the vice president.
What do you think is going to happen if you feel that Trump is going to be removed or what you think he's going to be impeached or removed somewhere?
I'm not going to make that prediction. Mm-hmm. I believe that Trump, without his family, without holding on to Jared Kushner, this Orthodox Jew who have had no experience whatsoever, whose father had to pay $2.5 million to get him into Harvard after he failed in what we call Cheder Orthodox Jew. And I'm a Jew.
And a big loan from George Soros as well.
Well, whatever it is, I mean, this is a totally novitiate who's not very bright, even when he was given everything, an entitled spoiled brat, along with his daughter, and he's in charge of the Middle East policy, and he goes around to Afghanistan when our boys are dying at a rate that's unbelievable. Plus, I have to deal with young men, young Christian men coming back to North Central Florida who have been sent to Somalia, Sudan, and Djibouti. They do not speak the language. They don't know why they're there. Their own generals, and I've got to give, you know, kudos to their own colonels and commanders in Africa who say, what are we doing here? What are we doing in Somalia and Sudan? So once again, we have this military-industrial complex. Trump has no idea of what's going on. I've got problems in Afghanistan with Pakistan. I've got problems with Pakistan and India. I've got problems with India and China. Then I got problems with China and North Korea. Where's the solution?
And of course, they expanded the problem by including Pakistan. So everybody's asking, are we going to have an escalation of tensions and spread the war out into Pakistan? As you pointed out, adding 4,000 troops isn't going to do anything when we look at the massive troop presence that we had before. But one of the things that people are talking about is in terms of saying, well, I'm glad that Trump changed the rules of engagement. And as I look at people going back and forth and saying, well, we want to make sure that the guys in the planes are not bombing the wrong targets or whatever. And then the other guys correctly say, yeah, but you're second guessing people who are on the ground as troops, and they got somebody coming at them. And they if they shoot them, like the case where the individual shot these guys that had the had massive attacks on the unit. He was replacing the commander who had been killed, and it was done with motorcycle attacks. These guys are coming at them fast. They're not slowing down, so they made the decision on the spot to shoot them. They sent him to jail, and so clearly that's not right. And yet, I look at it and I say, I think you're missing the big picture here. The big picture is that we didn't worry about rules of engagement when we were fighting the Nazis, right? We're just trying to defeat them. We had a clear goal. It was a war. It was not an occupation. We were not there as a colonial power. And we're out of time. I want to get you to hang over in the next segment. I want to get your comments on that rules of engagement situation when we come back. David Knight with Steve Pachinik. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Pachinik, and we're going to be right back with him right after this break. Stay with us.
InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight with Real News, and I guess maybe we should come in with that police song, Bombs Away in Old Bombay. That'd be more fitting with what we're talking about. We're talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik about Trump's U-turn on Afghanistan. Before we get back to Dr. Pachinik, I left him with a question as we went to break. I want to get his answer on that. But real quickly, we have our BuzzFeed mega specials are rapidly selling out. Several of the products have already sold out. BrainForce, Myco ZX have sold out. And that's because of the massive discounts we put here. You know, from John Oliver to BuzzFeed, InfoWars is under an unprecedented attack on all fronts. And so in response to that, Alex has fought back with discounts because we appreciate your support. And so we want this to be a win-win situation. To illustrate this, he's marked down a lot of products to $17.76. That means we have massive discounts on many of these. 50% off of Knockout, 55% off Secret 12. That's our vitamin B12 formulation. 55% off Survival Shield X2. That's our nascent iodine. Also, 66% off Silver Bullet. And this is while supplies last, and they are rapidly selling out. So take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. There are a lot of products that are still on sale. Many of our most popular products are still available, but they're rapidly selling out at these massive discounts. You can get even up to 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food, not just the big sales that we've had from time to time of 30 to 40% off, but now you can put in the code GOBLIN and get up to 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. That's food that is going to keep for 25 years, will stay fresh, and can be resealed even after opening. It's made in the U.S., it is GMO-free, and it is a great deal right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. And let's go back to Dr. Pachinik. Dr. Pachinik, as we're going to break, I said one of the things that really stood out to me, because we've seen a lot of people who have said, well, the thing I like about this is that he's taken off these oppressive rules, these absurd rules of engagement that are getting troops killed, that have sent some to prison. But we don't need rules of engagement if we're fighting a real war. We didn't need those types of rules of engagement when we were fighting the Nazis. We just fought them. The goal was to defeat them. We understood what the goal was. We had a clear definition of what winning meant, and we weren't pulling back any punches. But if you're going to act as a colonial power, and if you're going to occupy somebody, then you've got to have these phony rules of engagement. To me, that seems to be the essence of the problem, that people are talking about, well, whether we should have the rules of engagement or not, or if that's a good thing or not, that shows that we're operating as a colonial power, doesn't it?
Well, basically, the rules of engagement is one smaller element. The real problem is, McMaster knows this, Mattis knows this, and I don't think Trump really understands it. Killing people or occupying power is not a strategy. And that never has been a strategy since World War II. This is not a strategy. In World War II, the strategy that was developed by George C. Marshall against against FDR's opinions was simply to say, okay, we will have to build up our army. In order to build up my army from 110,000 to 10 million in 2 to 3 years, which was formidable, the Russians or the Soviet army took over most of our battle on the Western Front, and we fought in the battle on the Pacific Ocean so that we could relieve over 150,000 Soviet soldiers to approach again the Western Front. That was a strategy. The rules of engagement, even in World War II, was very simple. You kill or arrest the Nazis. We have taken an immense amount of prisoners of war, but the Soviets came in 40, 41, and we couldn't come in until 44 and 45. That was the basic strategy. Here, there is no strategy. 9/11 was an inside job. There was no requirement to go to Iraq. There was no requirement to go to Afghanistan. So why do I berate the generals? Because they're conspiratorial. This is collusive. They should know better to eventually stand up and say, no, we were taken advantage of, or we wanted to take advantage of one way or the other. And they should have said, no, no more wars. We're pulling back. And they should have had the guts or the manlihood and or their position to say, no, we're not going to fight a war that makes no sense. And all we're providing is cannon fodder. Those 8,000 young, brave men and women will be cannon fodder. When you go through the hospitals and you see how many people have been injured and damaged, you know what? If the president thinks that's such a great idea, let him send Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump to the front lines, like I've said, every other president. Let the Bushes send their daughters in, the Clintons send in Chelsea. Let Trump really send in Kushner to the front lines so he can have the advantage of understanding what a bullet means going through his shoulder or his legs, and yes, let him have the opportunity that he's afforded to everybody else to blow up and have post-traumatic stress syndrome after an IED blows up. And then Ivanka can sell all of her material she wants on the front lines of wherever the front lines are in Afghanistan, because there are no front lines. I've been to Afghanistan.
You know, Dr. Pachinik, before you move on, I'm reminded of Kushner at war. Remember when he went out there to meet the troops and he's dressed up in his preppy suit and he's got the Kushner thing across? Let's see if you guys can pull up some of those pictures there. And people were trolling him relentlessly on Twitter, and they're calling it Band of Brooks Brothers and all these other things. It was hilarious, but you could see the resentment on the faces of the troops in the background. Like, who is this guy? Why is he here? And I think they're asking the same question about themselves. Why are we here? And the American people, I think, are asking that same question after 16 years. Why are we here? Trump, for 6 years, he was tweeting out, Ron Paul was right. We got to get out. We got to come back. We got to rebuild America. This is a war that we're not going to win. And then all of a sudden, these generals take him to Camp David the day that Bannon leaves. They take him to Camp David. And we hear the next day, General Mattis says, well, coming in, he had a very different idea, but he's changed now. We're going to give him the weekend to think about how he's going to sell this to the American people. It's like, oh, this is going to be really bad. And it was really bad, wasn't it?
It was terrible. Mattis, number one, wants to portray. You see, each one of these generals are really what I call the prima donna that eventually want to get their books and their movies done. Contrary to Mad Dog, whatever his name, he wants to, you know, self-describe. He's not that intellectually strong. I've had to read his articles, but he's always had two co-writers with him because he's not very literate when it comes to writing an article or his presentation. He goes to the Hoover Institute. Then he sits on the boards and he makes $10 to $20 million, although he corrected his Wikipedia to put $5 million. I have never seen anything in his history that shows he has the capacity to create strategy, to begin a war, to implement a war, or to finish a war in the same way that Marshall did. George Marshall, who never wrote anything about himself. And what does Mad Dog Mattis do? He runs to the television show so they can be a show about him. Then he creates the persona that he's Marcus Aurelius. Marcus Aurelius was a brilliant general, was a brilliant thinker. Mattis is an idiot. is a terrible general and has no idea what he's talking about. When he was a major, he was recruiting Marines in Oregon. Now give me a break. All of these generals were peacetime generals. So what's happening?
It's a massive bureaucracy, isn't it? And one of the things that you said yesterday.
That's exactly it, David.
We're about out of time, Dr. Pechenik, but I wanted to go back to something you said yesterday. We've only got about 30 seconds left. The real ISIS, you said, was created by the CIA. We need to remember that. We can't say that enough. ISIS and Al-Qaeda were creations of the CIA. Why are we doing there, fighting them?
Because the military-industrial complex, of which he is part of, Clapper, who claims that Trump's not fit, he's a total whore of the system. Clapper had conflicts of interest up and down the line while he was DNI and NGA. He was a special.
All right, we're out of time. Got to cut you off. We got a heartbreak. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Steve Pechenik. You can find him at stevepechenik.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back with Lionel.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard.
That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight on this Friday, August 25th, 2017. I want to finish with the monumental stupidity of Barack Obama, the monumental land grab under the pretense of protecting antiquities. And as I pointed out before, it's the abuse of a 1906 Antiquities Act, just like he abused the 1917 Espionage Act to lock up so many whistleblowers and journalists. As a matter of fact, these are people like the NSA whistleblowers that he went after to try to prosecute. These are people that were not prosecuted under the Obama, under the Bush administration. So it's something that he went way over the top. We saw James Risen and James Rosen, two guys with very similar names, and of course they had a very similar enemy, Barack Obama, who doesn't like journalists talking about what the government is doing. But these types of abuses were also done and didn't get much attention in the Antiquities Act. And as they're pointing out, Interior Secretary Ryan Zink said Thursday that he's asking President Trump to shrink a handful of national monuments that previous presidents designated to protect land and water. And so he's not just looking at the 30 or so that Barack Obama did, which, by the way, over the last 110 years, it's been used by various presidents 100 times. 30% of those were by Barack Obama. And as I pointed out before, the scope of, not just the frequency of what he did, but the scope of it is unprecedented. Because we had 1,300 acres, for example, that Teddy Roosevelt reserved around Devil's Tower. But Barack Obama went out and took $550 million acres, a half a billion acres. And as they point out in the memo that is coming out of the Interior Secretary, they say adherence to the Antiquities Act's definition of an object and, quote, the smallest area compatible. You understand? This was set up to protect historical sites that had belonged to Indians or something that was very special in nature like the Devil's Tower. So you want to get the smallest area that is compatible with it. No, he used that in exactly the opposite way. Let's use that as a pretense and take the largest area possible so that we can take it off limits to all Americans. So it'll have no mining use, no grazing use, no lumber use or timber use whatsoever. We'll take it off limits, and by the way, in these national parks, you typically get access to less than 1%, even if you're a tourist. A few people get permits to go hiking into the parts of it. Most people only see less than 1% of the park open to them. So this is taking it off limits. And if you go back and you look at Agenda 21, which is UN Agenda, now they've got an Agenda 2030. You can see the map where they have everybody concentrated in it to a few mega urban centers where they can control us. And the other part of this, besides taking the land out of use, out of access, is to make sure that we can't even travel there. And so that's why they are taking over our transportation system. This is all-out war, folks. It is political and economic warfare against us to shut down our economy, to restrict our movement, to lock us up in the cities, as I said earlier. Think about being under house arrest. Well, you're going to be under urban arrest. You will not be able to get out of these cities affordably. It'll just be the few corporate elites, few government elites, and the people that they reward with these contracts will be able to get there. They said that they want to take the smallest, the access, take the smallest area compatible, quote unquote. On some monuments, they were either arbitrary or likely politically motivated, or the boundaries could not be supported by science or by reasons of practical resource management, said the summary. They also said that in the recommendations that they will maintain federal ownership of all federal land, and they will protect the land under federal environmental regulations, also provide a much-needed change for the local communities who border and rely on these lands for hunting, fishing, economic development, traditional uses, and recreation. So they will graciously allow some local communities to have some use of this. We've seen the heavy-handed tactics of the federal government, especially under Barack Obama. We do not need to have the federal government owning land. There's no authority for that under the Constitution. That was one of the key things that Clive and Bundy was trying to point out to people. And, of course, nobody would report that. We reported it. Mainstream media would completely ignore the issue under that. BLM is not there anymore managing land or allocating land as the FCC, for example, would allocate frequencies. We have a limited number of frequencies, and we have a finite amount of land. So they would go out and allocate radio frequencies, and then that would become people's property that they could buy or sell as long as they weren't abusing it. Same thing was true on these lands. They didn't own all of the land as you do in your suburban areas, but they had rights. They had surface rights, or they had mineral rights, or they had timber rights, and that was a private property. If they do not respect that for the ranchers, the miners, the loggers, then they will not respect your property rights in your suburban home. And I saw that when I took a vacation to Washington State. And we saw that at an area that they were fighting this massive land grab coming from the federal government. And it was going to take over suburban homes. They're not going to respect any property rights if they don't respect these people's rights. They're the canaries in the coal mine, if you will. And when we look at this, the approach that this Trump Interior Department is taking is not to do the right thing, not to go back to the Constitution and say, we're going to put these lands under the management of the state, for example. The state can manage it as well, if not better, than the federal government. The federal government is so incredibly corrupt and corruptible and distant from people. Why is it that we want to try to manage everything from Washington? I mean, certainly you can have corruption at the state level. You can have it at the local level. But you do have it in spades at the federal level. Why do we put everything under the control of Washington? We need to reverse that. That was never the case in the Constitution. They gave them the District of Columbia and the ability to have forts. Period. Period. And so this stuff should be under state laws. Meanwhile, we have an article from Breitbart by Daniel Flynn, and he says, bronze lives matter. Bronze lives matter. We're talking about monuments again, the other kind of monuments that the anti-fascists, so-called anti-fascists, are trying to shut down. He says, America this week entered into its reign of terror phase of the great 2017 revolution against evil statuary. Well, you know, quite frankly, he's onto something here. It was in 1917 that we had the Russian Revolution. And these Marxists are about to give us an October Revolution here 100 years later. And as we see the kind of absurdity that we've talked about multiple times about Robert Lee, the Asian announcer, who Reuters said this guy was, his namesake was Robert Lee, Robert E. Lee. They tweeted that out. And then they said he was a doppelganger for Robert E. Lee. He's Asian. He's a young Asian guy. He looks nothing at all like Robert E. Lee. And Lee is such a common name with Asian people as like Smith or Jones in the United States. Every other person seems like has the last name of Lee coming here. We're talking about Bruce Lee and others. Is Bruce Lee? Now we can take down statues of Bruce Lee. Maybe they need to take down statues of Bruce Lee in Hong Kong. They got statues up to him there. Maybe we should make sure that we don't have any buildings named Lynch. Oh, that's right. They're already doing that. Even though Obama had an attorney general named Loretta Lynch, these idiots are going around taking buildings that were named after other people that were named Lynch, and they're taking them down not because they have even found the slightest problem with the lives of those people as they put them under a microscope and try to find something they can be offended by, but simply because they think that the term Lynch might affect other people. Now we've got de Blasio in New York and his Committee of Public Safety. But doesn't that sound like something out of the Marxist-Leninist Revolution? The Committee of Public Safety. And they're going to protect the citizenry from these statues. As I said before, you know, these statues, they create these straw man arguments. And a straw man is something they can build, and then they can go kick it and tear it up and feel powerful. Now our straw men are made out of marble and bronze. And so they're talking about Christopher Columbus. He's on the table now. And they say, he says in this article, first they came for the Confederate heroes. No, actually, it was a Republican, Nikki Haley, who first came for the Republican symbols because she saw Dylann Roof had a Confederate flag in the background of a picture. What if he'd had a cross or a picture of Jesus? Would she have understood that either? I mean, she's not a Christian, she's a Sikh. So maybe she doesn't understand that anymore. She understands our history here in America. And then we can just ban all crosses because the Ku Klux Klan uses crosses as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight. Joining us in the next hour is Roger Stone. He'll be talking to us about some of the comments he's made lately about people who have been attacking Donald Trump, specifically John McCain, who attacked Donald Trump for pardoning Sheriff Joe Arpaio. There's been a lot of fallout from that. The GOP establishment has been attacking Trump for doing the right thing. Sheriff Arpaio deserved a jury trial at the very least for these charges. And what he was sentenced to criminal contempt of court for was ignoring the judge who was ignoring the law. And so it was massive hypocrisy, would have been, to allow him to go to jail when the Trump administration is enlisting sheriff departments all over the country to help them enforce the law when Obama and the judge in this particular case were threatening sheriffs to not enforce the law. So who do you obey in that case? So we're going to be talking to Roger Stone about that issue and about the comments that he made about that, to specifically to John McCain. He doesn't mince words. He said, karma, talking to John McCain, he tweeted out, karma is about to get you. You will burn in hell for all eternity. So Roger is never one to mince words. So we're going to have his comments about that and what is happening in Washington. That'll be coming up in the next hour. Real quickly, we have a limited time flash special, Super Male Vitality, 57% off at InfoWarsLife.com. If you don't know about Super Male Vitality, take a look at the 3,500 reviews that we have provided by a third-party review site. We do not curate these reviews, and you can see that Super Male Vitality has an unprecedented 4.6 star average out of 5 possible points with 3,500 reviews. That's unprecedented. View InfoWarsLife.com. Read the reviews for yourself. See what Super Male Vitality has done for other listeners, and you can get it for limited time only. This is a flash special. They do not last very long. Those are typically 1 or 2 days. 57% off. We've never discounted Super Male Vitality that heavily. Also, a couple of supplements that everyone knows the benefits of, selenium and iodine. And we have two of the most pure forms of that that you can get on the market. Our BioTrue Selenium is GMO-free. It's organic. It's produced from mustard seeds. Everyone knows the benefits of selenium. It supports the immune system, DNA production, thyroid health, eyesight. Iodine is essential. Iodine deficiency, says the CDC, is one of 4 major deficiency diseases in the world. So you can get a great source of either one of those for 45% off. Our BioTrue Selenium, 45% off. Our Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, that is for a limited time only. And we're talking about, in the last segment, we talked about the violent censorship of the left in Berkeley. And, of course, that is the district of Nancy Pelosi. We played that stupid comment that she made. The Constitution doesn't say a person can yell wolf in a crowded theater. Well, the people who are crying wolf are the people, if you don't know, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. But that's what the violent left is doing. They're trying to set fire to these people who wanted to speak from a Trump perspective, from a conservative perspective. They called it a Patriot Prayer rally. They didn't give them a chance to speak. They labeled them Nazis, witches, burned them. And the people then backed down because they had a big mob in Berkeley. And when they couldn't attack the political speech protesters, they went after the police. They went after journalists, beating and spraying people with pepper spray as they carried no hate signs. That is the left for you. Those are the people that Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of Berkeley praised for shutting down anybody that they disagree with. And you remember once upon a time, Berkeley was supposed to be the bastion of free speech. It was when the establishment was against them. They were standing out there saying, we have to have free speech. But now that they are the establishment, they have no tolerance for anybody else. And we've been talking this hour about what's going on with YouTube, not just with the liberal cities like Boston and San Francisco. We've only been in existence 1 week. Already we've gotten one of our videos age-restricted. I talked about how the government was pushing sex education for kindergartners. And it's inappropriate to do that. Even if you're talking about heterosexual sex, we're not talking about the kind of sex that they're promoting to people. This case, they were promoting transgender sex, and it frightened the kindergartners. They didn't understand what was going on. They're not mature enough to understand this. And so the video that I had, Pedophile Government Grooms Kindergartners, That was flagged by a troll for review. And then YouTube looked at it and they said, we're going to make that age restricted. They won't age restrict what they're telling the kindergartners, but they'll age restrict this. So let's play a little bit of that report that has now been shut down with an age restriction. Go ahead and play the report. And then here's something that is really sick. We have a transgender child reveals himself or herself in a kindergarten class. Now, let me tell you what's going on with this, folks. They are grooming our government schools are grooming these children for pedophilia. There is absolutely no reason that in kindergarten class, the government should be talking to your children about any kind of sex. It's just not appropriate. I didn't go to kindergarten. My mom didn't put me in school until the first grade. But why are we having kindergartners being taught about sex by our government unless they're trying to create a brave new world? And that's precisely what they're trying to do. Go back and read it. That is exactly what these people are trying to do. Keep them preoccupied in this kind of hedonistic society where they don't pay any attention to what the government is doing. Anybody that does start to get an idea, anybody that does start to pay attention, anyone who asks questions or speaks up will get the 1984 treatment. But the vast number of people in our society are going to get the Brave New World treatment. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. This is a story by Kit Daniels. You'll find it on newswars.com, our new site that I think it's a great looking site. It looks like a newspaper. Very clean design, sister site to Infowars.com. And on NewsWars, we have this story from Kit. A transgender student revealed her true gender during a controversial sex education session in a kindergarten class. Parents were outraged, as they should be. And one of the parents said, my daughter came home crying and shaking, so afraid that she could turn into a boy. Why are they playing these kinds of games with children? And again.
All right. And that's the report that YouTube has now made age restricted. We're not talking about any salacious details. We're not talking about that. We're talking about whether or not this is appropriate age material for kindergartners, and it isn't. But then they make this video age restricted. The video is pedophile government grooms kindergartners. And you know, I think we hit a raw nerve with YouTube because I think I hit it on the spot. This is not 1984, but Brave New World that they're trying to push on people. I had one video that I did on the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve, and it was called It's a Wonderful Lie. And what it did was it had some clips from It's a Wonderful Life. I commented on those clips. I play a little bit of the clip, comment on it, talk over some of it. And that's allowed under fair use. As a matter of fact, at the time, they had the full movie of It's a Wonderful Life available in the U.S. and it had been there for 3 or 4 years. It had almost 1 million views. And yet, my 10, 15-minute report about the origins of the Federal Reserve, and if you remember the story of It's a Wonderful Life, how the banker there engineered a bank panic and used that as an attempt to take control of the town. We had a lot of parallels to that. They shut that down. They shut it down on the Alex Jones channel as soon as we got to 12,000. And then there were other people that we started talking about the fact that they censored it. Other people said, hey, I put it up, I mirrored it on my site. And we would go to another site, we'd go to another site. Every time it would get to about 12,000, their censors would notice it and they would shut it down. And it went that way for about 6 months. And then they left it alone. And so it's kind of interesting when we hit these nerves, when we talk about the Federal Reserve, when we talk about the Brave New World approach to educating or propagandizing our children, to sexualizing our children, they make that discussion age-related censored. Because they want you to think that we're talking about that. Now, the first part of that video, the first 5 minutes, that was about a 10-minute video, is one of our segments in the radio play. The first part of that was actually talking about McMaster and his love of Islam, the fact that he refuses to talk about radical Islamic terror, the fact that he censors that within the administration, the fact that he will push you out of the Trump administration if you say anything like that. And we also talked about the fact that he has endorsed and promoted a book.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium. But BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.